Jody, update me as to the status of the nation.
The Pentagon, the United Nations, and all central government institutions have fallen into the hands of the Vice President.
Have they?
Mr. President, believe in your own justice. I'm sure your father would have told you the same.
Jody, how's my schedule look for today?
You've got a conference and dinner party at the Japanese Embassy regarding wildlife protection.
Oh yeah. Sorry, but I'll have to cancel that. I'm heading out to save America. Can you let them know I won't be able to make it?
Yes, Mr. President.
To my beloved fellow Americans, good evening. This is an announcement from the Government Policy Promotion Department, your American justice and freedom supporter. First of all, what I would like to tell each and every one of you is this. Recent events were not a mere coup d'etat, but rather a revolution to correct the wrongs in the United States of America. To our regret, our nation is in a crisis situation. Since 2010, domestic terrorism problems have increased rapidly. Economic disputes originating from the exhaustion of fossil fuels and the sudden rise in unemployment due to the influx of large-scale immigration. Neither the current president nor the American government took actions to address these various problems. On the contrary, they have filled their own pockets, adhering to terrorist cells. To correct this situation, Richard Hawk, Arizona insurrection hero and vice president of the old government, and the U.S. military rose to the task at hand. Much like our ancestors did, based in a belief of winning freedom, and based in the belief of an independent war, and based in the belief in this great nation. However, to our regret, an evil to disobey this belief exists in the United States of America too. And here is that evil. This villainous terrorist who first appeared in Washington and began his unjust rampage goes by the alias Metal Wolf. His current whereabouts are unknown. While all of America will be under martial law until Metal Wolf is caught, please do not confuse the issues at hand. Without fail, the U.S. military elite forces, with a combined strength of 1.5 million, promise to smash this unforgivable evil to pieces. This has been an announcement from the Government Policy Promotion Department, your special remedy for all kinds of evil.
You think it's funny? Chanting rebellion is the money. All the people changing their vote along with their overcoat. If Adolf Hitler flew in today, they'd send up the Nazine anyway.
Welcome to episode 213 of the Grunt Free Press Podcast, home to the hottest takes on the coolest video games and very little else. Go to www.gruntfreepress.com to see just what I mean. If you're an audio listener, I don't know if that's good or bad, although you can probably hear some very interesting background noise right now, which I do not know what that is. It sounds like a drill or something. Who knows? But, I mean, you do get content every week. Not great content, but it's content, and then let's leave it at that. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. Please, somebody write in. The content generating portion of my brain is in some kind of septic shock. I'm as surprised as you are that it manages to fill about an hour each week, and it's not a modern art piece decorating the wall like it probably should be. And it would be a shit splatter, because I said septic. So, you know, poop jokes right at the top. That's how you know it's going to be a good one. I am Absolute Deicide, and I made it home, safe and sound. 4 days baking in the sun with my stupid Irish skin. Then 4 days of that same skin peeling off of my face and my feet. I am not made to suffer the great outdoors. So, I went to my brother's wedding. There will be some gaming shit peppered in here, I promise you, with this little tale here. A couple short stories, to highlight my general retardedness. That's always what sticks out, what I really remember, is just how much of a fucking idiot I am. And my social awkwardness, which you can tell probably in just listening the first 2 minutes of the show. But for any new listeners, we're going to highlight just, how things usually go for me. So, first of all, I get up there to Vermont. It's about a 4-hour drive, which is fine. I mean, on the way up there, it's relaxing. I'm driving by myself. I have headphones in. I'm catching up on podcasts. Then I'm about half an hour away from the place I have to be, and the GPS on my phone starts acting up. You know, it cuts out for a little bit, and then it comes back, and I figured that was going to happen. So the last few directions and turns I have to take, I have that written down on paper. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not too worried. I'll fucking make it. I'll just have to pay attention. No big deal. But By some miracle, like it comes back on like the last few turns, and it works up to the destination, like right where I'm going. It's fucking like, oh cool, it fucking worked. Not to worry about that. Following the GPS, doing fine. But you know, it says like, oh, you know, you've reached your destination, and then I can't find the place at all. So let's say it was fucking like the address was like 1492 Route 7, right? I'm on Route 7. I'm looking for the address. I'm looking for 1492, and it's like, all right, well, you know, the even numbers are on that side of the street. I'm looking there. It's like there's 1400. You know, go a couple fucking, you know, addresses, houses, and shit later, and it's like, yeah, there's 1400. There's 1500. Where the fuck is this place? Like, it's not here. I don't see any fucking marker or like fucking like indication for where I'm looking for. So yeah, I see dirt roads, but they aren't marked, and this is Vermont, so I could either get shot for fucking trespassing on a farmer's land, or I don't know, kidnapped and indoctrinated into some hippie cult, and I don't know which is worse in that case. And also, because of Vermont, at night, around like 10 o'clock or so, nothing's open, so there aren't many stores around there to begin with, and what few there are, it's well past their bedtime, 10 o'clock, like, forget about it, like, fucking nothing, everybody's lights are out, everybody's fucking asleep, like, nothing's going on Friday night. And also, you know, it's all mountains, it's all twisting roads and shit, and you can't see what's over any hill until it's in front of you. Just see like a mountain, like, you know, it's a fucking like steep incline in the road, and you go up there and you can't see past that until you get to the very top. Then it's like, oh, it could be, it could just be like a fucking like straight drop. It could be a curve. It could be like whatever. You're just fucking like going up a hill and fucking like, who knows? And it's all hills. I mean, it's all it is, you know what I mean? So, I'm like, all right, I don't know what the fuck to do, can't find this address, so I drove up and down that street for at least an hour. No cell service, I mean, it was just everything on my phone, just no service at all. I don't know what the fuck to do, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, I'm positive I'm on the street, I'm fucking, you know, just, I have the address, and it's just fucking, it's like, what do I do? Like, you know, it's fucking, what, I don't know. I can't use my, I can't, like, fucking, like, punch into the GPS again and see, like, whatever, but, so, I see a random dude parked on the side of the road, going through his van, and I'm like, fucking, like, all right, dude, maybe we can ask this guy. I don't know, it's the only person I fucking seen in like an hour, like driving up and down. So I'm like, you know, I ask him, I'm like, hey, you know, are you from around here? Or do you happen to have like a map or a GPS that works or something, like on your phone, like a real GPS or something? And he's fucking like, oh, no, I'm not from around here, no map, no GPS, and fucking shuts his van. He was outside the van, he shuts it, and he fucking like just wanders off into the woods somewhere. And fucking like nothing, not like fucking like, oh no, like, I don't know, man, like any kind of, I don't know what he would say, but just fucking like, you know, there's a store here, or like, what are you looking for? And no, I don't know, or just like, oh, that sucks, or whatever. Just fucking just like, nope, fucking shut the van and fucking wanders off into the woods. Look at his license plate, and you know, he's some fucking prick from Quebec, so go figure. Of course he's gonna be a dick. So, whatever, keep fucking driving. I'm just fucking like, I don't know, man, I'm just fucking just, I guess I'll just keep driving and fucking hope something pops up, or I see something or somebody else or whatever. And, you know, I'm getting flustered. I keep like taking my phone and like restarting it and fucking just like hoping that like maybe like, ah, maybe it'll just like catch a signal real quick, or if I keep, you know, just something, you know what I mean? I'll have, like, some little spot where I'll get, like, one bar or some shit where I can just fucking, like, call somebody and ask or whatever the fuck. Call my sister for some reason. I don't know, just because I think she called me. She was, like, the last person I fucking who called me before I lost it. So I had to just fucking like call my sister and fucking like ask, and goes through for like, I don't know, like a second before, I don't know, like a minute maybe, and then she's, I'm like, dude, like, I'm just fine, I have fucking, like, no idea what the fuck to do, and she says, well, you know, we're coming up here, and, yeah, look for, we kept seeing signs for a lake, so if you see the signs for the lake we're on, like, fucking, like, yeah, you're in the right spot. Fucking bitch, like, there's signs for the lake, like, this, yeah, it's a big, it's a fucking, it's everywhere, like, everything you see is named after the lake, this fucking, I'm driving around a lake, like, this road just goes all the way around a lake, so it's fucking, like, a big fucking, whatever, you know, 10 mile long fucking lake, or whatever, everything, I'm just gonna see that same sign pretty much all everywhere around the fucking lake, so, Christ, so I'm like, fucking, like, oh, great, dude, then the fucking, like, phone cuts out, I'm like, that, like, that's, like, the, probably the most useless thing I probably, anybody could have said, you know what I mean, now I'm thinking, like, I'm either gonna have to just fucking, like, just drive south, I guess. I mean, I've been going north this whole time, so I don't know, just keep going south until I get a signal, which, I mean, I was cutting in and out for the past, like, hour or so, whatever, so I could be in fucking, like, New Hampshire, halfway into New Hampshire before I have, like, a decent signal where I can put in, like, let the GPS, like, recalibrate or, like, whatever, so I don't fucking know. I mean, doing that, if I just kept, you know, if I just kept driving south that far, I might as well just go fucking, like, home, you know what I mean, and just fucking deal with my entire family being pissed at me. You know, I'm 100% sure that they'd be fucking, yeah, or I found a fucking grassy area for a second, but I was just fucking, like, all right, I mean, like, on this particular road, too, there's just, again, it's just fucking, it's like twisting mountains and shit. There's no way to even just pull over and just like, I'm gonna fucking, you know what I mean, without being fucking on somebody's property or like in a parking lot or whatever. But I'm like, I see like this grassy fucking area. I pulled over there. I'm like, this seems okay. Like I might have to fucking like sleep in my car here tonight. And just wait until shit opens and I can see, you know, I can see what the hell is going on, like what I'm looking at, rather than just fucking like darkness in front of me. And if I do that, I get up with no service. I can't even fucking like call anybody. Like my family's still gonna be fucking pissed at me, you know, because I didn't fucking like show up and like, ah, well, you know, what happened. We thought you went home or whatever. We have to deal with that. So anyway, I'm driving down the same road. I'm about 5 miles south, probably like at least 5 miles I'm driving. And then I look, I'm like looking again, I'm on the same road, but I look and the numbers like reset. And I'm like, hey, there's 1400 again. And there's a sign that says like wedding parking. I pass like around there, like around like 1400 or whatever. So, actually, what happened was the GPS actually fucked me over more than anything. Like, it was bringing me to a wrong spot. Well, I mean, again, it's weird that it's two, you know, it's like two, but like the town might have changed or whatever, but I'm pretty sure I put in the right town. But, you know, it's just like following, like the GPS was right. I mean, it just like sent me to a thing, but there's also another same number on the same fucking road, you know what I mean? So anyway, so I'm there. I'm like shaking and like furious. I'm like, I was like 5 seconds away from just flipping out and being like, dude, fuck you all. This sucks. And, but, I get to the, you know, I get to the venue and there's a keg, there's a fucking like TV outside and shit. I'm like, all right, I'm okay. Like, you know, there's fucking cabins and shit everywhere. The way the place is set up, there's about a dozen cabins in like a semicircle. And then there's like a small beach and a, you know, there's a grass and shit. And then there's like a small beach and then the lake's like right there and shit. Mind you, I can't see any of this because it's still 11 o'clock at this point. It's fucking pitch black. But And just, you know, I'm fucking like talking to my brother and a couple of his friends and shit. And somebody like points to my cab and he's like, "Hey, you see that cabin right there that's lit up?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, okay, yep, that one." He goes, "All right, yours is right next to it." And I'm like, "Okay, so let's fucking go in and check it out." Run and like grab some shit from my car and throw it in and fucking like, "All right," so just go to the dark cabin next to the one that he was pointing at. And there's a guy in there and he comes out at, like, I open the door and shit, walk a couple feet, and the guy comes out in his fucking like boxer shorts, like just his fucking like boxers, and like meets me in the kitchen. He's like, "Hey, this isn't your room." I'm like, "Oh shit." And I'm like, "Sorry, man, like that's fucking embarrassing." Like, you know, I thought it was, and go back out to the beach. I'm like, "Dude, fuck." I just walked into what I thought was my cabin, and I walked in on this fucking Russian dude. It was in his fucking like underwear. It's pretty funny. So I just thought it was like some random guy. But it turns out all of those cabins were rented out for the wedding. So it's like all fucking like, you know, friends and family of, you know, my brother and sister-in-law. So it turns out that Russian guy was my sister-in-law's cousin, and also he's Portuguese, not Russian. And you don't realize how fucking like loud you are, you know what I mean, like in general, just talking, until you're just out in the fucking, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, and it's like real quiet, and everybody's fucking like windows are open and shit. So, you know, he and everybody else probably heard me fucking talking about that and talking about fucking walking in on him. Like, "Oh, he's fucking like walking this guy's fucking cabin, like wicked loud and shit." And it's fucking like, the joke became like, you know, then fucking the next day he's like, "Oh, hi, I'm a Russian cousin." Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's fucking, for 4 days, like that was the, that was the joke every time. like, you know what I mean? So I make a good entrance and good first impressions as always. Another example of my competence. I, brought them a coffee maker, a big, stainless steel one that cost about, I spent like $150 on it. And I think it would be, you know, it's like, "Oh, this will be cool. You know, this will be a good idea to make like iced coffee while we were there." And, it's just kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Like, where are you going to get fucking like coffee, let alone like iced coffee? You'd be like, "Oh, this would be like a little fucking like shit store," which there was actually across the street. But, I'm like, "Oh, it'd be cool to have like a big fucking pot of iced coffee." You know, I buy this thing off of fucking like Amazon. And it's fucking like, "God, you make like hot or cold drinks and blah, blah, blah." And, you know, so, now, if we, you know, we use it and then like afterwards they could use it in their apartment later, like as a wedding gift. I'm like, "Oh, this is cool." Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking something they could use later. It was a coffee urn that doesn't make coffee, period. It's like it's pretty much just a big fucking like drink dispenser, you know, like that's all. Also, they tell me it's too big for them to do anything with it. Like, they can't take it into their apartment. Like, it's too big for their little fucking Manhattan apartment there. So, strike two. I mean, I was really fucking, like, nailing it here. Maybe strike three, maybe, if you fucking count me be getting lost. You know what I mean? So, I'm sure they were glad that they invited me. Like, this fucking, like, useless cunt. Like, fucking, like, "Oh, gets lost, dude." Fucking gets there. Finally, like, an hour late. Later than he said he was gonna, fucking walks into some dude's cabin. And now, but I'm, and then, like, the first thing is like, "Oh, yeah, dude, this coffee maker we can't use. And it doesn't make coffee. So, it's just, like, a useless fucking thing." So, I also shared the cabin I was in with some lesbians. Which I had never met. And fucking, I wish you had some good stories to go along with that one, but they were actually pretty nice, and they were cool to me. They were cute, too. I mean, I kept having, I was just hoping one of those nights, and I fucking, like, stumbled in there drunk, and, you know, I'd hear, like, fucking some wet smacking sounds, and then there'd possibly be, like, a knock on the door, and, like, fucking, like, "Hey, you know, we were just wondering," but, we'll keep this strictly nonfiction. That'll be for next week for the dear penthouse letters. So one more mishap that I can remember anyway. This one actually wasn't entirely my fault, but so I get sent like half an hour away to pick up another keg. And there were plenty of people there with cars. They're probably just fucking like, hey, go drive half an hour to pick this thing up. Probably to get rid of me for a little bit. You know, just fucking like, oh, if you send him on the road again, he's not going to be fucking like he's not going to be fucking being retarded here. So I'm using my brother's phone this time because it has service for whatever fucking like T-Mobile or something fucking works down there, but works up there, but fucking Verizon doesn't. So he's fucking like, yeah, just use my phone. So you'll have fucking the GPS should work all the way there. So gives me his phone. I'm just following the directions he has. He's fucking this pro. I was like, here's the place. Fucking gives me the phone. I'm like, all right, I can fucking follow the GPS directions as long as it stays and just fucking like go, you know. So what can go wrong? Pull up to the place and it's a diner where I'm supposed to be picking up this keg. I'm like, this is kind of weird. It's just fucking it's a little diner, like hole in the wall. I'm looking around in there. I'm like, fucking, all right, fucking open the doors. Maybe a dozen people like sitting and eating lunch, you know, it's just old people and fucking, there's just a few like young girls serving them. There's a little like ice cream, like window and shit, like next to it. And I'm just fucking like, no, all right. Looking around and shit. I'm like, I'm just thinking like this isn't like a liquor store. Is there fucking like a picking up a keg in this place? So I just like go up, you know, the girl fucking like asks, she's like, oh yeah, I can help you with something. I'm just fucking like, yeah, I'm here to pick up a keg. And I'm just like hoping and praying they don't say what I think they're gonna say, which of course the exact thing that I'm like fucking like, please don't say this. And then fucking the girl just goes, we keg, like we don't sell kegs here, we don't have any alcohol here. I'm just like, okay then. And I just fucking like walk out of the place, like go and sit in the car. And there's like, you know, a million things are like racing in my mind, like what an honest to god fuck up I am. Now what the fuck do I do? I'm like, who do I call about this? Like, I can't fucking like call my brother. I have his fucking phone. And then I'm like, fucking like, oh, I could call like whatever, dude, somebody else. You know, I'm sure he is programmed in his phone. Fucking look at the phone, dude. And it's fucking, it's like, oh, it's locked. That's great. Like the phone is just like locked. There's like a fucking, number pad like comes up like to unlock it. And it's like, oh, okay, so now I can't use this fucking phone, and mine obviously doesn't have service again. So I'm basically back in the same fucking spot now. I'm like, I might be able to find my way back like if I fucking drive another, like we're gonna fucking drive up like half an hour later, come back no keg, and be like fucking like, dude, like I don't know, man. I have all the exact directions I went there and everybody looked at me like it was a fucking prick. But I'm just fucking like, I'm fucked more or less. And then I'm fucking like, as I'm sitting there, like, all right, just fucking, for a couple minutes. Then one of the girls fucking leans out of the fucking like door and she's like, oh yeah, hey, we do have a keg here. I'm like, what the fuck, man? So Jesus fucking Christ. So it was just like some dude that my brother knew who was just like holding it. Like he was actually doing the kid was like a little side thing. They have like catering and they were like throwing the keg in with the catering. So it was just like off in a fucking like shed somewhere, like off the side, which the first thing I did, I looked in there. I'm like, oh, is this fucking like the little shed to the side? I'm like, I don't know. Is this fucking like where they have like the alcohol? I'm looking and there's like, there was like ketchup and mustard and shit, like big like tubs of it. I'm like, I probably shouldn't be poking around. So I didn't look, but the keg was actually right in the shed off to the side. I could have just, if I saw that, I could have at least been like, oh no, you do. I saw it. There's a keg out there. Like, oh, can I just grab it or whatever? But anyway, so everything with that was actually okay after that for once. But anyway, so it was definitely a good time. I will say that up there. The way I had to come to fucking grips the fact I'm a talentless faggot. I mean, that much is clear. I mean, you know how it goes. And like everybody there is like fucking like helping out and fucking like, ah, you know, let's move the tables here. And they're like, you know, all the women are like decorating, and you know, the guys are all like setting up band equipment, and they're all like, everybody there pretty much is a fucking like musician in one way or another. And like me, I'm just like, I don't know, man. I was in charge of the coffee, which of course I fucked up. I was just fucking like dumping coffee. I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm dumping fucking water and coffee into this like coffee machine that somebody else had brought because, you know, one that actually did make coffee, because I fucked that one up too. So I'm just fucking like dumping like coffee and water and plugging it in and fucking like walking away. I'm like, yeah, it's tough. You know, it's real fucking, you know, I'm doing my part and I helped, like, you know what I mean? So, every now and then somebody would say like, hey, are you the one who made this coffee? Like, it's really good. And it's like, yeah, dude, thanks, guy. It's like, hey, dude, thanks, guy who's drinking it. It was a fucking ordained minister who fucking like married these two and like also like just off to the side for fun, like set up like a professional fucking fireworks display, you know what I mean? Like the same guy. It's like, oh yeah, thanks, dude. Like fucking, you know, it was a real fucking ball buster to not poison everybody by making like such bad coffee in this fucking machine that does everything for me. So what does this have to do with video games, you ask? Well, remember the raspberry pies that I made? Remember how delicious those were? Those nice fucking homemade raspberry pies. That was an actual process that took some work. As I detailed on this very podcast, you know, so I actually made one for my brother, which I think I talked about. I think he bought it from me. But yeah, so he actually brought it up to this place for the wedding, probably knowing that I'd fucking wither and die if I didn't play anything for like 4 days straight. So, you know, one dude brought the TV, he brought the fucking, like, he's like, yeah, he's brought a Raspberry Pi and the fucking controllers and shit. So the good news was that was there. The bad news is, the controllers he had brought were fucking like brutal, like brutal to use. They're fucking like 360 knockoffs. I might have actually bought him one of them. I mean, so it's kind of my fault, but I'm just fucking like, I don't know, dude, just fucking like went on. I'm like, oh, what's like the cheapest fucking controller I can find? And like, whatever, like that was it. But yeah, real fucking bad. The, D-pads, smushy garbage. I was just fucking like, yeah, I was fucking like, once I heard that he brought that, I'm like fucking like, oh dude, I can fucking, I was telling him, I'm like, dude, I'm like, oh, I can go fucking like beat fucking Contra, no problem, dude. Watch this, fucking go start playing Contra. I can't get past the fucking first level. Maybe it's the controller, maybe some lag on that TV, maybe both. But I'm just like, dude, like, I don't know, man. I can like struggle and like try to like deal with this, but probably not. I mean, this. I mean, again, I can fucking obviously I can beat Contra pretty regularly, but not when I'm fucking like going left and right is a fucking problem. Like sometimes you turn, sometimes you don't, and sometimes you fucking like whatever, man. I'm like, oh, this probably isn't gonna happen with this fucking game. But we made of it what we could. I mean, I introduced some old classics to somebody that we'll call Retro Joe. That's his name on Twitch and YouTube. Retro Joe. I've never caught one of his streams or whatever. He's never on when I'm on, but yeah, I don't know. Check out Retro Joe. I mean he's going, the guy's going to school for fucking like game design. I'm sure he has more knowledge about that than I do, clearly. And I know he likes a lot of NES games and shit. He plays for sure, a big Zelda guy. You know, he never played like Robotron. He's like, oh, what's Robotron? So we played a little bit of Robotron. Yeah, that is a very good pick up and play game. You know, that everyone immediately just gets what it is. And yeah, there's just something special about how fucking like loud and sensory overload it is, where it's fucking like, you know, that's like really just like retro when you think of like an arcade game. You know, even if you never fucking played it before, don't know what it is, it's fucking like, oh, check this game out. And that's like an 80s arcade game personified. It was just fucking like constant fucking noises and fucking flashing and just fucking, you know, digitized fucking like voice and shit and just fucking just like crazy shit constantly. And then we played some Metal Slug X because Contra was impossible, and Metal Slug is basically Contra. Just if you're playing the arcade version, it's just with unlimited continues, and so we could probably get through it. And the graphics and musics and the music are obviously fucking top notch. Fucking great looking game, cool music, and so again, that's an immediate draw. And we wanted to like go through it and finish it. We got to maybe like the second to last level, and you know, just time constraints, you know, where it's fucking like, oh, let's sit down, play something real quick. We fucking like, oh, we finally settle into something. Then it's like, oh, we gotta fucking like go get ready and shit. So we couldn't really finish it, but it was cool. That's a good fucking game. Good 2-player game. Contra like, the wedding, the party afterwards, fucking, you know, live band, my brother on fucking like drums and friends and shit. And, there's a fucking like dance floor there, and there's this dude in the middle of it, and no one's fucking like going near him. This is a random guy. Like, I've never fucking seen him before. I didn't see him all in the past few days. No one on my side of the family knows who he is. And then it's fucking, we're just kind of like, yeah, I don't know, dude, maybe somebody, again, like another fucking like Russian cousin, like who fucking knows. But then it turns out no one on the other side of the family fucking invited him either. So it's like, oh, the dude's like a real life fucking like wedding. We were like joking. It was like, guys, oh, he must be like a wedding crasher. Just haha. Like, yeah, probably, like, I don't know. But, and then like somehow like he sits down next to me, we started talking. It's like, he's like, no, I just fucking like crashed the wedding and shit. Like, I live down the street. Like, I'm just fucking like hanging out. And, yeah, so somehow we start talking about like music, and you know, I'm wearing a fucking like Black Dahlia sweatshirt, and you know, the dude's a fucking like metalhead. We're talking about fucking like anal cunt and whatnot, and whatever, man. And then we get to like randomly just fucking like talking about like games. I don't know, like fucking probably talking about, oh, dude, this singer from like Black Dahlia, dude, he collects a bunch of games and shit. He loves fucking like old retro shit, and, so, yeah, we're talking, he says, fuck it, he's like, oh, dude, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. He's like, oh, dude, that's my game, dude, that's the one I love. So I'm like, oh, dude, like, funnily enough, you know, of course they have fucking Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine on the Pi in the other room. So, you know, I'm not really big on that game, but it's like, fuck that, whatever, if you feel like playing the game, dude, fucking walk out. Walk over to the game room, fucking fire it up, and you know, he's saying like, oh, he used to play it with his brother constantly. He was also there, by the way, or whatever. So we play Mean Bean Machine, and I think I whooped them like 3 games in a row. Just like real quick games, like it was fucking like really fast about it, like fucking like two minutes maybe. He was just fucking like, I don't know, I'm like, what is this again? You just fucking like line up the colors and go, and just fucking, I just like did it, and fucking like, you know, and like he's like, no, then it's fucking like, oh, game over for him. I'm like, oh, really, dude? It's been like a minute or two, but maybe the right combination of alcohol and luck and being a little bit more used to those shitty controllers than he was. Yeah, we played a bit of Bushido Blade. That's also a fantastic, just fucking like, oh, dude, check this game out real quick. You fucking like fire it up, and it's fucking quick matches, basically fucking like one hit kills, you know. It's fucking, you start up a fighting game and people are kind of like, ah, you know, or whatever. If they don't like fighting games, like, I don't know, man, it's fucking too calm. It's like, no, you just fucking like, just like go, and you know what I mean? You'll fucking get it. Hey, you know, I think everyone I introduced that to, I'm like fucking like, oh yeah, check out this game. And I think they beat my ass. And then, you know, they fucking like rocked me, but I'm like fucking, it's like, hey, still, you know, fucking Bushido Blades the shit. I somehow ended up on Sewer Shark, and I did the whole like, you know, like that. But at this point, this is whatever, like 10 people in there or whatever. I did my whole fucking thing. I'm like, ah, dude, Sega CD was it, you know, actually a good system ahead of its time, blah, 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 like that whole fucking spiel. that I've gone on. It's like, no, dude, and like Sewer Shock's a good game, and then like somebody else fucking picked up the controller inside a plane. Like once I fucking like and they're like, oh, whatever, dude, the stupid shit, like fucking, you know, cheesy full motion video, and yeah, once they started fucking like playing, dude, it's like, yeah, this is pretty cool. It's like, oh, I get it now. So it's fucking kind of fun. I'm like, yep, see, see what I mean? So. Then we took turns at Castlevania. Yeah, I went through that whole fucking Castlevania phase, if you recall that one too. I beat every main game in the series except Bloodlines. Bloodlines is that's way too fucking hard for me. I don't know. I can't do that game. But we're playing the NES Castlevania. I reviewed, you know, obviously I fucking beat it, and I reviewed that game, mind you. I didn't do terrible, considering, again, the controller situation and, like, whatever. But man, we get to, like, the third or the fourth level, but there was fucking, like, the wall there. It was fucking, like, I don't know, man. It was fucking whatever was it we were getting hung up on, where it's just fucking, like, this is pretty hard with this setup. So I'm home now, and I'm like fucking, I'm just like thinking like, dude, I can only get to like the third level. I mean, I just beat Kong. I wasn't worried about Kong. I just fucking beat that not long ago. But fucking like Castlevania, it's like, dude, I can't leave Castlevania, dude, like crapping out like the third level. Like this, it's like, I know I could fucking beat that, dude. Maybe get to like brush up on those things on that game. Cause you know, I'm the Castlevania guy kind of. So, We'll leave the tales there, and we'll come back and get to more modern history, which is just as exciting and retarded. So, welcome back, and we're going to take another trip, this time to somewhere we're more familiar with, the dark lands of Transylvania. So, I want some closure on the Castlevania game that I started, like, days ago. So, I fire it up on that Castlevania Anniversary Collection that came out a few months ago, maybe 6 months ago, maybe. Start playing that. I'm actually doing much better, obviously, with responsive controls and like whatever. I'm like, all right, I know what I'm doing now. Like, I'm not fucking like handicapped by this fucking, you know, shitty whatever controller or whatever. So I get back in the groove, and I'm like, God, whatever, man. Dracula will be fucking dust in a couple hours tops. Like, he'll fucking blow right through this year. I know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm fine. Then I noticed something odd a little ways in. For some reason, my item multipliers are disappearing. Those 2 and 3 symbols that you pick up in the game. The things that let you throw, you know, 2 or 3 of the sub weapons that you have at a time, the power ups that finally clicked with me that they were like the fucking like key to beating the game. Yeah, those ones. So, like, it kept like resetting every time you pick up a new sub weapon. So it's like, I have like double fucking knives or whatever, then like you pick up like a holy water and it's fucking like, well, that's gone. I can only throw one holy water at a time now. It's like, that's a fucking serious problem. that's a little wrinkle in this fucking game. I don't know why they made that change for the anniversary collection, but they did. Maybe that's how they got around, I don't know, like the Nintendo NES licensing, where it's like, well, it's not the same game because we changed this or whatever. But yeah, I mean, that makes the game much harder. At first, I was just fucking like, I'm like, oh, well, whatever, man. I'll fucking like deal with it again, like after not clicking and like not like forgetting that, like, oh, yeah, that was like the huge help that like actually let me fucking like beat the game after like 25 years. And fucking like, I'm like, yeah, no big deal. And I'm like, oh man, that's gonna be an issue. So then I'm like, all right, well, whatever. I made it through. I got to fucking like death, which is, I mean, like that boss is like kicking the balls to begin with. But you know, if you can again, if you just work it out, if you make it there without dying, you can have like triple crosses. You can throw fucking like 3 crosses at him at once. Which fucking does a lot of damage to him, and it takes care of a lot of the fucking like the scythes and shit. So if you can do that, you're in good shape. But that's actually not possible in the anniversary collection. If you know if you pick up the cross there, then after you pick that up, there's no multipliers for it. And just having like one cross at a time you can throw, it's not really that helpful. It's not like it's just like, oh, it's just like one thing going across the screen really slow, and meanwhile there's these fucking scythes and shit like fucking all over the place, like fucking slicing you up. It's like, nah, like 4 hits I think you're fucking like done. And fucking, I'm like, ah, dude, this is real hard. The best you can do is fucking triple axes. I found it's like fucking, it's like, all right, you get the axe and it's fucking like, all right, there's one multiplier here and then another one later on. So you can have three axes. Took me many tries and many deaths to get that. First to figure that out was fucking like, oh, well, you have to get there without dying. You know what I mean? And fucking, you have to hit those and shit. So then you have to fight death with axes. So yeah, that was a new relearning experience for you. I almost fucking cried when I realized like how much like that reset really like fucks you over. Like, oh man, this just fucking makes this so much harder. And then there's our old pal Dracula, which I'm more than adept at fucking fighting that guy, the first form of him anyway. You know, he opens up the cape, you wait a beat, you fucking jump, hit him in the face, and like, all right, you jump over the fireballs when you do that, and you fucking have a clear shot at his head. And it's like, all right, so a couple tries and that starts coming back to me. It was like, all right, I get the pattern. I'm all right. But then you want the fucking, those doubles and triples, right? Those power-ups. And the only way to get those on that stage is to you have to like attack the fireballs that he throws. Like when he opens his cape and he throws the three fireballs, like instead of jumping over them, you have to like attack them, and then you get like every now and then it's just like random, but you know eventually he'll drop the multipliers. So that actually isn't too hard to do. And when you have the cross equipped, which I mean they give you like right there, like right at the beginning of the stage, it's like, all right, well there's the cross, that's how you get you can fucking like do the fireballs and shit. So you end up with fucking like triple crosses, but the cross is fucking like useless against like the second cookie monster phase, like the last fucking like the real last boss of the game. And that's why they gave you holy water and the candle all the way to the left. But, I mean, it's fucking, it's like, all right, so we have, like, these triple crosses, but if you pick up, the holy water, that resets your multiplier. So it's fucking, it's like, all right, so now you have, like, one fucking holy water you can throw, so you're, like, back to square one. So you see the new hellish predicament they put you in there. The only way to really do that, to do it, is to learn how to use the fucking holy water to take out Dracula's fireballs, which it's not ideal for. I mean, it's a little, you throw it, you get a little fire on the ground, and you might get like the middle and bottom fireball with that, if you're lucky. I mean, depending on like how far away you are from Dracula when he teleports, it might be like just the right fucking like distance where you can like throw it and the fire will rise for a second and like hit the fucking fireballs, but I don't know, dude. Like it's fucking hard. Where you might get none of them, or you might fucking miraculously, a couple times as I was throwing them, it's like, oh, this is gonna fucking like hit me, but I just like in the animation of throwing and I just like kind of like phased through the fireballs and shit and took no damage. So who knows? I mean, the world is your oyster, as they say. But, I mean, I did it like that. I mean, it can be done. I mean, definitely need the fucking, like, double or triple fucking holy water for that last fucking boss, dude. Otherwise, it's, I don't know, it just I don't know how to, like, legitimately beat him like a whip or something. It's fucking, that would be ridiculous. Again, it's just, like, four hits. The dude's fucking huge. He takes up, like, a huge portion of the screen. He's, like, jumping around, fucking shooting fireballs and shit. And just, yeah. The holy water, you just fucking, like, spam it and, like, what, takes care of them more or less automatically, but it can be done. I mean, I'm not sure that I like that reset thing. Like, I'm not sure I'm a big fan of like the change they made. It's different. I mean, it's fucking, it's harder, but it's just like an additional needless pain in the ass in a game that really didn't need anything to make it more challenging. Like it's not like anybody was saying, oh, Castlevania needs to be harder. Like the game is just fucking like pretty hard to begin with. But yeah, Castlevania again, this is, it's a kind of a throwback episode this week. I mean, it's kind of what's going on. So like I started playing Dead or Alive 6 again. It's been a little bit, a few updates, a couple costume packs. They finally have some bikinis for Hitomi and my waifu, Li Fang. So they don't look like frumpy bitches. And I think that they put out like a pirate themed pack, and appropriately enough, some wedding dresses and tuxedos for the characters. And then there are two new characters since I last played. Mai and Lula, I think. I think that's her name. Apparently they're both from the King of Fighters series, but I don't know anything about that. Besides that, the newest King of Fighters game looks like dog shit. So it looks so bad. I just looked at him. I don't want to play that. It looks really bad. Like graphically, it just looks fucking terrible. Yeah. So they're both. I think they're the two new characters are decent additions to the game, though. They're complementary to each other. Mai has fire attacks. Lula. let's stick with Lula. She has ice attacks. She can freeze you for a couple seconds, and you can do like a running slide into a throw that encases the other person in like a sheet of ice and shit. So she's basically the Sub-Zero of the game, more or less. And Mai has a AOE flame attack, and she can throw her fan as a full screen projectile attack, which is rare for dead or alive. I'm pretty sure that's the only straight up projectile in the game, as far as I can think of. It's actually not as cheap as it sounds, whereas it's the only character who just throw a projectile whatever she wants. Well, it doesn't do that much damage if it hits, and of course, you know, it's a 3D fighting game, so if she throws it at you, you can just sidestep out of the way pretty easily, you know. But it is a good tool to have for those cunts that play way too defensively, and they stand as far away from you as the game will let them, like full screen standing away from you, and it's like, oh, I'm not going to move until you come over here, like turtling, basically. It's like, oh, you can just kind of throw those out and just kind of keep them blocking from that distance, and you can, you know, like, run behind it, too, and, like, it kind of bait them out. It's a pretty decent thing to have for those situations. And I did play a few matches online. When I was playing it, I was just, for the most part, I was just fucking around in like the arcade mode and trying to get my groove back and trying to, like, all right, I settled in pretty quickly. I was like, I kind of want to learn, like, fucking what's going on and going through, like, the training for the new characters. But I'm like, all right, I was just running through arcade mode a couple times with different characters and trying to get used to them again. But I threw some ranked matches in there as well. Those didn't really go so hot. I mean, I'm out of practice, but I'm still ranked where I was when I stopped playing, when I was ranked at a C, which is good for me. I mean, that's probably the height of my fighting game abilities, average. First couple matches I played were disheartening, to say the least. Got my ass whooped. People were straight up better than me, reading me like a book. I was lucky if I could win one or two rounds out of the, you know, the best of three. You know, I'd be like fucking like one. Like, you know, they'd win like two, and like fucking out, I might like just squeak by and like beat them once, and then fucking like, oh no, they're done. And like do the rematch, and they'd fucking like wait me with all three of them. And despite the chatter on the Steam discussions for the game, there are still people playing. Don't believe the dead or alive, more like dead game threads, as there's quite a few of them on there. I was like, just going through that, reading that, and I'm just like, oh man, is the game dead? And then I was searching for ranked games, and I was finding matches in about a minute, maybe around there, minute wait, and I'd find a match and be matched up with people who were right around my rank, and minimal lag. I mean, the lag wasn't too bad on any of the games I played. The last game I played last night actually felt pretty good, and I'm like, all right, I feel like I'm getting back a little bit. I was on point. I thought I was going to lose it towards the end when the dude fucking started throwing me around and like juggling me, and he got like a perfect round. You know, I didn't do any damage to him. He got like a perfect and like the whatever fourth round or something like that. And then I turned it right back around on him in the final one, and I got a fucking perfect myself, and you know, won the game. I got that adrenaline kicking and punching. So the best thing about coming back to Dead or Alive 6 after a few months, if you remember me when the game came out, complaining about like the graphics, and I mean, not really complaining, but saying the game, I'm like, the game looks okay. There were a few issues, like some of the skin textures look kind of smudgy and like bad or whatever. It doesn't look very sharp. Or Phase 4's got like a robe, a tattered robe, and it looks just look jagged and it didn't look good. It just looked kind of pixelated or whatever. Not like pixelated, just like not detailed. Like some of the shit just like this doesn't look very detailed or whatever. Look kind of shitty, but the graphics in the game got massively improved. The game looks and runs fucking beautifully now, so thumbs up to Team Ninja on that. The game looks like it should. Like, it looks really good now. And speaking of Japanese developers that are staples on here, From Software put out a game in 2004 called Metal Wolf Chaos. Then that game got remastered and released this week as Metal Wolf Chaos XD. I didn't really know what the game was. I wasn't familiar with it from back in the day. I saw the preview or something in E3 or whatever. But I kind of forgot about it. And I saw a review on IGN, I think. And I'm like, oh yeah, dude, that game's out now. I might want to check it out. The game with like the mechs and stuff and shit. I scrolled down I clicked on the review and kind of scrolled down just to the review score, as you do for IGN reviews. And the game got a 5, and I'm like fucking, you know, I was fucking reading like the last paragraph is fucking like, it doesn't hold up. There's no checkpoints and old game design and so naturally I buy it because, you know, IGN sucks dick and the game's probably pretty cool. And Metal Wolf Chaos is pretty cool. I mean, it is fucking something else. It's something to play and experience. Immediately when you start playing it, you know why a Californian faggot would hate it. I mean, the game's like goofy and Japanese as fuck, which they usually like that, but the story in the game is so spot on and prophetic. It's scary. It really is. I mean, the president of the United States is facing an insurrection from a group of crazy political extremists, and you know they plot and they pull off like a coup d'etat, and they're blaming him for decades of failed policies and civil unrest, and the president's being demonized by the mainstream media. The main fake network in the game that they use for cable news is called DNN. It's got like the CNN logo. And you know they're spreading blatant fucking like propaganda and lies about him, and you know the media is like in league with his political opponents, and you know they're talking about how like waves of immigration crashed the economy, and now like it's like they just like used the opportunity to like go after him and shit. I played the intro to the game at the beginning of the podcast, so you get it. I mean, it's fucking just the entire game is like that. It just fucking like keeps like adding on. It's like, dude, it's like everything's just like, dude, that's crazy. How fucking like spot on that shit is. So the president hops into a battle mech and takes back the country one occupied territory at a time, because he's the president and he believes in his own justice. So I mean, the game's purposefully corny, and it's meant to be like that anime, outlandish, absurdist humor. But yeah, I mean, it's just like so fucking close to like modern day events. Like they absolutely. Obviously not the fucking like the Beck shit. You know what I mean? Just like, you know what I mean? The fantasy shit. But aside from that, just like the whole setup with like the media and fucking what's going on. You know, they absolutely fucking called out how journalists act in like situations like this. I mean, there's a sort of overarching like voiceover, like a journal, I guess, in the game, like a narration by by one of the DNN reporters, and you know he's knowingly just like making shit up and like lying to the viewers and telling them what the fucking, you know, the coup d'etat fucking forces, like what they want put out there, like he's just putting it out and lying, and he's filming like fake scenes of fake like setup scenes of like, you know, a fake mech, like the president's death. He's like reporting that, like, oh look, you know, there comes, oh there's fucking Metal Wolf, and you know he's, oh you get murdered, you know, they fought in battle and the terrorist is dead by the, you know, fucking insurrection leader, and you know, fucking, oh thank god the terrorist is dead, but you know, it's just like a fake thing. He's blaming him for all like the fighting and destruction that are caused by like the rebels, and you know, the rebels will fucking plant like poisonous gas bombs all over Chicago, and like, you know, a mission will be you go off and defuse them, and then the reporter's like, oh, you know, thank god your military thwarted the former president's plot, you know, fucking. Then towards the end of the game, he comes to grips with what a piece of shit he is, and how like worthless and harmful he is to the people that are actually down there like fighting and dying and shit. And so naturally, you know, socialist wannabe revolutionary faggots, aka games journalists, you know, they fucking like hate the game, like they're all about that shit. So it really is an affront to the self-important bubble that they live in. And this, you know, satirical fantasy from fucking like 15 years ago is like, oh, dude, that's like that's what they're hoping to have. Like, this is like, it's like, this is their political fucking like utopia, you know, to be like lackeys for like a fascist regime and this fucking like, but this is all fucking like this like throwaway mech game, you know what I mean? But it's fucking uncanny how relevant it is. Like, really, like I was thinking, just yeah, it's gonna be like a stupid, like, ah, whatever, man, some stupid, whatever, fucking president fucking jumps in a mech. And I mean, which is the basic fucking plot of the game, which is fucking, ah, the president fucking jumps in a mech and starts like fighting, but it is like so like fucking like crazy, you know, how fucking like parallel it is to like now. So From Software must have some kind of like prophetic fucking magic going on there. Like even like games like these little like little tiny games that obviously aren't really their best, you know, it's like not their best work, they probably didn't think much of it. I mean, it didn't really have it wasn't a big hit when it came out back then, but it's like even like games like that, like there's something there that fucking like carries over where it's like, oh, that's pretty fucking cool, and that's just weird. It's just like weird how fucking like I would say, oh, they could make it today and it would be the same shit, but I don't think they could get away with making it today. Like, that's how like offensive it is to like most, like, I don't know, like I said, most drug, like they'd fucking like nail it. They'd like the concept of it, they'd fucking just wouldn't have it. But the game itself, I mean, it's simple and straightforward. It's you know, it's an original Xbox mech action game. He's kind of stomping around and shooting shit, blowing shit up. That's what you do for the majority of it, well, all of it, really. So yeah, before you start a mission, you can spend money and rare metal to research and purchase different weapons, which you slot into like the left and right sides of the president's mech. Then as you're playing, you can cycle through any weapons you have equipped. Then it's like, you know, left trigger shoots the left weapon, right trigger shoots the right. I basically did my Earth Defense Force thing where I just fucking focused on machine guns and bazookas, and seemed to work in Metal Wolf Chaos too. I mean, the machine guns or whatever, machine guns or assault rifles to shoot down like any incoming missiles. It just fucking, you know, just it takes them out before they hit you. And you need the bazookas to hit like long range targets. I mean, every mission you do, they give you money and like the metals you need to upgrade the shit. You find more like throughout the levels, there'll be like break buildings or whatever, and there'll be, you know, extra money and extra extra metal you can get. And so, yeah, for each like weapon category, you just fucking like invest money and shit into it, and you just like level up that category. And then, you know, so by the end, it leveled up the, you know, machine guns and the bazookas all the way. And fucking, it's like, it's pretty. I mean, it's all I really need, you know, works fine. So generally, when you're playing, you have to navigate the map and blow up certain targets that they designate. A few of the levels are timed in one way or another, and every now and then they'll throw in like a boss fight. It'll be like tanks or big tanks or like helicopters or enemy mechs, and it's pretty much mindless fun. I'd say it's on the easy side of things. I don't think it was that difficult. I was worried, like, after, I'm like, is this going to be like a togi, you know what I mean, where I have to fucking, it's like, I'm going to have to keep, like, grinding to level up, like, you know, I'm going to need more money to level up, like, all my weapons and shit to, like, stand a chance to fucking, like, go on, like, the later levels. But I didn't do any of that. I didn't fucking, like, replay any. I just fucking went, like, straight through the game. Maybe took 5 hours or so to beat. I mean, a couple of the stages I had some trouble on, but it's just kind of an issue of just fucking like learning, like it's like the timed ones and shit. I'm just like learning, like, all right, well, this is where they want me to go. Like, this is where the targets are. This is the fastest way to get through it. Shit like that. But I mean, in general, I don't think it was really that difficult. The only occasional like difficulty spike or like little hiccup was, you know, just like a few points where you just like your fucking mech just like disintegrates. Like your health, as you're playing it, your health regenerates as long as you don't let it. It's almost like a like Halo kind of thing or whatever you want. It's regenerating health, but you know, if you fucking just back off for a little bit and don't get hit, like you see your health go down, like, you know, there'll be like a green bar. You let it go down, and then fucking like if you back off and don't get hit, like it'll go back up on its own. As long as you don't let it get down to like a certain, if it's zero, you know, if it goes to zero, then like you lose, like a square, like a power cell or whatever they call it. Just like, you know, a chunk of health that's not going to come back, you know? So you need to like, again, just like go through the level and break shit. You can maybe find, like an extra power cell in fucking like the crates or like houses that you're breaking, but yeah, I mean, like certain parts you'll be playing the game, it's like, all right, I'm fine, dude, I'm fucking like, you know, just like going along, like taking a few hits every now and then if you're not paying attention, and you might fucking like drop like one or two of those fucking like power cells, but then it's just like all of a sudden just fucking like the voice will come over the intercom, like, oh, Mr. President, you're at 50% health. Like, what the fuck? Like, how did that, when did that happen and how? Just fucking like immediately, like, you don't even like really look, you're not like looking at your health, and it's fucking like, oh, every time you look up, I'm fine. Oh, just fucking this dying like immediately. And some of it, like how I was getting hit, like I'm still not sure about. I mean, there's one boss, like one of the, not really a, it is like a boss, but it's fucking like one stage is this giant spider mech thing that's fucking, you know, he's chasing you the whole time, and he's shooting like a big fucking like light beam, like an energy beam at you that'll fry you. And it's like, all right, that's fair enough. I mean, you can see that it's a boss, you can expect that fucking giant beam's gonna do a bunch of damage to you. You can see it coming, and you have to kind of know, like just stay away from him for a little bit until you can fucking, like, you know, going around. That's like in New York, I think, in New York City, going around fucking destroying, like, power stations to make him weaker. Then you fight him. But it's like, yeah, that one I can see. But then like other times I'll be fucking like walking down a corridor, just fucking like, oh, you're dead. Like, I was just like, what? Dude, like, what the fuck just happened? I just took like a shitload of damage. I have no idea, like, what happened. And, you know, then, like, the last boss was kind of a problem. I had to cheese him a little bit, but, hey, you know, it's from software bosses for you. And, yeah, you know, as far as the remastering goes, I think the game looks pretty sharp. And they had 21x9 support, which was unexpected. pleasantly surprised by that. I mean, the textures are, I don't think they redid them, but they just up-res them or whatever. It looks pretty fucking sharp. Like for like an Xbox, original Xbox game, it looks pretty good, looks pretty sharp. That's Metal Wolf Chaos XD. Yeah, and the gameplay's a little bit generic, but you know, it's still an experience. I think it's like $40 or something like that, which might be a little money. I went through it in like 5 hours, and I'm not the type to just, you know, I was like, oh, once I beat the game, I beat it. I'm not going to go. It's like, oh, if you wanted to, I guess you'd go back and replay a bunch of shit and try to get like good grades on the levels and rescue all the hostages and unlock all the weapons. But I'm like, I kind of found a groove and fucking just like went through it, and I'm pretty good with it. So I think 40 might be a little steep. I think 20 would be more like it, but still, yeah, I'm fucking glad I played it. It's a pretty cool game. Take that for what it's worth. Probably worth the boat as much as the website, gruntfreepress.com, I would say. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com. That's the email address. I'm Absolute Deicide, and I told you to sell your Walmart stock for a reason. That place is a fucking war zone, and also RIP Jeffrey Epstein.
That's a perfectly fair thing to say. Let's go back, though, to Trump and what he did say, the rest of what he said. We're talking about cultural problems, which I think is really interesting. Cut 11.
Second, we must stop the glorification of violence in our society. This includes the gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace. It is too easy today for troubled youth to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence. We must stop or substantially reduce this, and it has to begin immediately. Cultural change is hard, but each of us can choose to build a culture that celebrates the inherent worth and dignity of every human life. That's what we have to do. Third, we must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement.
Well, on the mental illness thing, he's 100% right. I mean, I don't understand why the left is so willing to take people's guns away, which are guaranteed by the Constitution, but they don't want to take people's freedom away when they can no longer deal with that freedom, when they've gone insane. People who are insane are not part of the conversation in the same way the children aren't part of the conversation about freedom. Obviously, especially nowadays when we have meds that can help people, that can bring people down. Obviously, I don't want to demonize all mentally ill people, but there are violent mentally ill people. They say it's about 30% of shooters. That's a big number. It's probably more. It's probably more. And there's no reason we can't identify those people and incarcerate them in hopefully, you know, decent places where they can get meds. But let me talk about the video games and conclude on something else. The problem with video games isn't video games. The problem with video games is unattended children. It's children without parents, children without a father to sit with them and play video games, children without a father to choose or a mother to choose what kind of video games they're playing, to watch over how much time they play if they go away into this world. And it's also a problem of men. It is a problem of men. And this is what I want to conclude with. And then we're going to talk, bring on Knowles and talk about more about this white supremacy thing. When I look at Never Trumpers, the mistake they make is they don't know what a binary choice is, right? A binary choice doesn't mean there are only two choices. It means of the choices there are, you have only two. Somebody says your money or your life, there may be other choices, but you have been limited by the situation to two choices. An election is a binary choice. We made a choice between Trump and Clinton. I think that was the right choice, but those were the only choices we have. We didn't have a make-believe choice in which, oh, well, we vote for Clinton and then things really go well over the next 4 years and then we get a better president the next time. That doesn't exist. That's just a speculation. We had two choices. That's a binary choice. It's a tragic thing. The future, you know, we see these T-shirts that say the future is female. The future is male. The future is male. We have a binary choice. The future is always male. The future is male because men do things first. That is the way it goes. That as long as men are men, men are going to do things first. That's why we celebrate the first woman to do something, because a man did it first. The future is always male, okay? People don't like to hear it, but it's just true. Camille Paglia said, there's no female Mozart because there's no female Jack the Ripper. those two things are related. They are related. Men do crazy things like write great symphonies and kill people, all right? If our men are left behind, if our men are declared toxic, if their masculinity is derided, if their abilities and strengths and powers are left behind, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice between a beautiful, nurturing female society and some other, you know, evil male society. You don't have that choice. It doesn't exist. You have a binary choice between a male future in which men serve the general public, in which men believe in their country and fight for their country, in which men believe in their women and defend their women, in which men believe in their homes and their church and defend those, or you have a country of El Paso and Dayton. That's the choice. That's the choice. And if we don't start to address the problem of men in this country, because this is all men, all shooters are men, all shooters are men, but Camille Paglia was right. There's no female Mozart because there's no female Jack the Ripper. All shooters are men because men do stuff first. These guys who shot up El Paso and who shot up Dayton, they're the wave of the future unless we start attaching our men to this society again and stop demonizing them. That is a binary choice. It makes people angry. All binary choices make people angry because they don't like making them, because they're tragic. That's the choice we have. The future is male. It's either going to look like George Washington and Jesus, or it's going to look like these clowns. All right, we got to stop and say goodbye to YouTube. And-